Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
43973.
May I please have your first and last name?
Tara, T-A-R-A, Jacison, J-A-C-I-S-I-N.
Thank you for that. I have located an account, and for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
It's 31045 Campbell Road, Freeport, Ohio, 43973.
I do see where our tactical bag was purchased. How may I help you today?
What'd you just say? Sorry, I missed that.
I do see where our tactical bag was purchased. How may I help you today?
Okay, I purchased a bag. I don't know if this is it from Momentum Variety Electronics.
If you're looking at your bank statement, the merchant's name could be different from the service or the product.
Okay, well, anyways, I just had a transaction of $67.32 come through my bank just a little while ago that I did not authorize.
Once you sign up to receive our tactical bag in the terms and conditions, it does state that all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're charged at $67.32 for a $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store. And that is each month until you call in to get it canceled.
No, I do not want that. I do not want anything. I got this bag that was supposed to be free. It was supposed to be shipping only. I don't know where the $67.32 is. I need this back on my bank statement.
The charge is a valid charge, being that we did not receive a call within the correct time frame to get the account canceled out. If you would like, I'll be more than happy to get this account canceled out for you today. This will prevent any future charges effective immediately. And being that the payment is a valid payment, I can provide you with a courtesy refund of $23.56.
What the hell's that? I didn't know you had to cancel out in a certain amount of time.
All of this information is provided within those terms and conditions at the day of purchase. I can provide you with that courtesy refund of $23.56 and get your account canceled out as well.
So I'm out $67?
Out of that $67.32, I can provide you with a refund of $23.56. Would you like for me to do that for you today?
Yeah, I want my $67.32 back.
I'll have to reach out to my supervisor to see if she's able to issue you a higher refund. The highest that I can go is $35 because the charge is a valid payment. One moment. Okay, so after speaking with my supervisor, she stated that the highest refund that we are eligible to do for you today is a 50% refund, which is a total of $66.
Well, that's crap. So I got a backpack I can't even use. It's so tiny, and I paid this for nothing?
I'm not sure, but the highest that we can go is 50%.
What a freaking ripoff. Unreal. All right. So how do you cancel my card or whatever?
I can get the account canceled out for you. That will prevent any future charges effective immediately. and also issue you that refund of $33.66. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. You will also receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours as well. I do have your cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
All right, I'm ready for it.
That number is 261-162-475. That number again is 261-162-475. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, but you're going to cancel out my card so I get no further bullshit.
I can't cancel out your car. I have canceled out your account. That prevents any future charges effective immediately.
So, okay, so they're not, whoever is behind all this cannot touch my card any longer.
Your account has been canceled out. That prevents any future charges effective immediately.
Wow, what bullshit. All right,
thank you for calling customer support.